In a controversial court decision last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled public sector labor unions could not collect dues from non-members to cover the costs of representing them in labor disputes. Now there's new fallout from the decision, called the Janus case, here in Boston. The state Supreme Court heard debate last week on how much, say, non-union members who benefit from union collective bargaining should have in union policies. The non-members say they deserve a seat at the table, even if they don't want to join a union or pay dues. On the other side, union representatives say non-members should pay their fair share if they want the union's help. State Senator Joe Boncory joins us now to talk about his efforts to bridge the gap between the two sides of this dispute. Senator, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right, first a little background. The Janus decision was seen as a blow to labor unions. Here's the top labor guy in Massachusetts, Steve Tolman, head of the AFL-CIO in Massachusetts.
It's an attack on the ability of workers to collectively stand together because it's trying to divide us. The Janus case was an attempt to destroy organized labor in the public sector.
On the other side are those who say labor unions have too much clout and infringe on workers' First Amendment rights. Jim McKenna is a legal fellow with Pioneer Legal, the legal arm of the conservative think tank, the Pioneer Institute. Pioneer Legal has filed a brief in support of the plaintiffs.
They should have a voice in terms of what their working conditions are all about. They should have a vote on that as well. Not through the union, but with the union.
Senator Boncory, what's your take? You're viewed, I think, generally as a labor-friendly guy, but do you see both sides of this?
I agree with Steve Tolman, President Tolman here from the AFL-CIO. I think cases like Janus and Branch being the case heard before the SJC last Tuesday, are really attacks by special interests to eliminate workers' rights to organize and collectively bargain across this nation. The Janus decision will effectively defund labor unions, increasing the difficulty to conduct basic activities like collective bargaining.
You're working on a Janus fix. What would it entail?
The bill that we filed in the last session sought to protect the economic interests of organized workers and unions in the Commonwealth within the confines of the Janus decision as it came down from the Supreme Court. The Janus decision obviously said, well, you can't collect agency fees from non-union members. The crux of the bill is really to seek a economic remedy the economic harm, I should say, caused by Janus by permitting non-members to pay for the costs related to grievances and arbitrations taken up on their behalf by the union.
So do you view this then as sort of like fee for service? If the unions are working for an employee, then they should have to pay something.
Exactly. If the union's going to work for one employee and it's going to benefit all the employees, that employee, whether a member of the union or a non-member of the union, should have to pay for the performance of the union during a grievance or an arbitration.
You tried to get this Janus fix through the legislature last year in 2018 after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, but essentially ran out of time. Are you hopeful for passage in this legislative session? Is the support there up on Beacon Hill?
You know, I think the support is there. The Senate has voted on this in a bipartisan way unanimously. Leadership in the House has said that they want some sort of fix regarding Janus. So I think with more time allocated in the two-year session, we should be able to get to a Janus fix.
Senator Joe Boncory, state senator representing Suffolk and Middlesex counties from Winthrop. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks again, Bob. Thanks for having me.